This is HMS All Access.
Hello and welcome to HMS All Access. I'm your host, Charlie Wolf, and on this week's episode, we got a lot lined up. We talk about why Brady doesn't hate anything. We go into the chairless chair. I don't know if you guys have seen that video on Facebook or Twitter. And I read off some KUPD Facebook reviews to John and Brady, get their reactions. Remember, if you want to contact the show and get your email read on the podcast, you can send them to charlie@98kupd.com. Also on this week's show, John tries to find a solution to stopping ISIS. Let's get right down to it. Brady, you guys had a conversation, I think, last week about how you don't hate anything and why you don't like using the word hate.
Yeah, yeah. And using the word hate, yeah.
You don't like using the word hate.
This goes back, Charlie, to a conversation we had years ago where Brady would not say out loud that he hates Hitler because he didn't know him.
Oh, really?
So we've always tried to, like, you got to hate
something. I said, I hate what Hitler did.
But he does not hate Hitler.
But, you know, I've never met the guy, so I can't, you know, I would, in all the information that I have about him, yeah. I probably wouldn't be a big fan of his.
Okay. But it's like,
I'm just going off of that.
I'm not a big fan of, I don't know, Carson Palmer. That's someone I'm willing to say I'm not a big fan of that guy. Yeah. But Hitler, I mean, how much do you need to assume that you just hate that guy? That's the argument. Most reasonable people.
And I finally came around to that point on saying, okay, I'm comfortable saying I hate Hitler.
Yeah, are you comfortable saying it or are you just saying it? Because you're not comfortable saying it. You still said,
you look kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like how Fonzie tried to say,
I'm
sorry.
I'm not giving the guy a shot because I never got a chance.
He had a shot. He did not do too well with his shot.
Would you, though? But this is the thing. You say, I'd give him a shot. Let's say you're alive 45, 50 years ago and Hitler survived and went to jail. Yeah. And then through some sort of courtroom fuck up, he's freed. But he has to live in Columbus, Ohio. And your house is the one that is like you're in some prisoner reform program that you were in the whole time with your parents.
Yeah.
And Hitler is like, you're one of the options. Do you let Hitler, do you give him a try to live with him? Would you give him that chance or would you say, no, I hate
Hitler? You know,
Hitler.
Part of me would say,
you got to give that guy a second
chance. Maybe I could, you
don't
know, here's the wiring.
You guys couldn't fix Larry the Stabber.
Maybe I could change this guy. Maybe I could get his outlook and change around like saying, man, what I did back then was
and you'd like to
an atrocity.
So you think that you would come up on a microphone someday and go, look, I've done what I can and changed him. People, give him a chance.
First of all, everything that he did is not going to be.
Everyone hates.
I don't think you can apologize for that.
Be forgiven.
No, I hate. You can't. Hitler cannot be someone you don't hate.
How about if I twist this around? Yeah. What if all of a sudden, same scenario?
Yeah.
You end up like, hey, you're allowed to meet with Hitler.
I'd meet with him. But one of the first things
you came
away
from the meeting and you're like, oh my god, that guy was.
Charming.
Funny, charming.
No.
You couldn't say that.
You could say that, but you're a fucking basket case too then because you go and you go, look, Hitler, I hate you. I'm doing this to find out what you're about. And there's no way you can compare it to just how many times have you met someone and misjudged them. There's no comparison to saying, well, you know, I was wrong about Charlie. I thought he was a real dick. And you know who else I was wrong about once? That Adolf Hitler. Now that guy, I know. I hear you, but charmer. He's a charmer and he's funny. Oh, you guys just need to get to know him.
How about
throw
some
away
of those
the
serial
dead
killers
Jews.
Where the people, you know,
they're
met
charming
him.
Before you like, find out they're
this
serial
guy.
Killers.
It just blows me away that he would think to do this.
But once
that, do
that happens, you hate that person.
Why?
Because they're serial killers.
But what is your hate doing?
Just make sure that you know that that person's the type of
it's
person
not
very
bad.
Nothing. It's not solving them to love them. It's
not
fixing
any.
Loving them and giving them a chance doesn't do anything. Guess what? You know what loving them and giving them a chance to do? Earn your trust so they could kill people. That's what loving and giving them a chance did.
But I'm not going to give them that chance.
Beforehand, when you're like, I love you, I give you a chance, they would kill people. So they take advantage of people that like them
by killing them. He's responsible for what he did.
And hating him is perfectly healthy.
He made his own bed.
Right. That's right. Much like a child who spills milk, this is your problem. No,
I'd be a little pissed off that he took, took his own life.
Genocide.
I'd be more concerned with the 6 million other lives that he took.
Yeah, his own life
no,
is not
No, but I'm
my
saying
concern.
It, you'd like the retribution on if, but he holed
there
up in the
isn't any. Killing him is no big deal.
Exactly. So your hate for him
Your love for
do
him,
anything.
But that's my point. In this situation, your love for him doesn't do anything. Hating him is just normal. There's no like active feeling. It's just hate
that's
Hitler.
That's one of my questions for you, Brady. Yeah. Is that you said on the air that you know hate's such an intense word. Well, love is just as intense. Yeah. It just means the opposite thing.
Right. And sometimes you can overlove the wrong things. Like, you can love Hitler and say, I love him because I didn't. Oh, my Lord.
I don't think you can overlove.
Oh, yeah, you can.
If it's legit.
I've met people who have been overloved. No, no, no.
They got the, because they have other problems. It's not the love is the problem. It's the lust. Or it's
no,
what
no,
you're
there's
talking
people
about
who are
another condition.
And
jealousy,
and, yeah.
That is wrong love.
Loving Hitler's wrong.
Loving correctly. John, love.
No, no, no. Love's caused more trouble than anything else. The lies of
the
love.
The wrong love has caused more trouble.
Just telling. No, yeah, because people are lying to themselves and constantly saying, because I love because I'm afraid what God will think or someone else, this strange sky man will think if he thinks that I do hate this person who I actually do hate. So I'll say I love him. No, it's the mixed message. Loving something is easy the right way. It's simple. Hating something is just as easy the other way. It's people who think that hate is some active storm around, I'm hating, I'm currently actively hating. It's the same as love. It's a feeling and an emotion. It's something that's inside of you that you don't have to actually try to do.
Again, I am saying that I don't like to use the word hate,
yeah, but there's stuff
just
you
like
hate.
The F word or something like right. that. But every once in a while, it comes in handy or it
right.
feels good to.
But oh, it feels good. Let that hate out.
Yeah. But there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing in my opinion.
Not to
there's nothing unnatural about hating something. It's like you said, love and hate, or the fine line is right there. And hating something happens naturally. It's not something you just actively do. I'm going to continue and start to hate that. It's just a ooh. Ugh, I hate that. That's a feeling. Just like love. You can't force.
Right.
You can't
wrong
force
hate.
Love.
You're right.
It's not wrong. It's natural. You can't force
no,
love
because it's,
and you can't force hate. It happens.
But just like you can overlove.
Sure.
And
you can overhate.
You can overhate.
Absolutely.
And that's where it's
but
coming
I'm saying
from.
You can hate and it's not something that you're doing. It's just a thing you hate. Just like there's stuff you love. You're like, man, I love that.
Sure.
That's a natural, normal occurrence that
but
doesn't
I don't
take
think,
any energy.
I don't think there's anything wrong
no.
with saying... you know, I don't like to say, oh, I hate this
there
thing.
Is with Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler's the line, I think.
Yeah, Hitler is a thing where it's totally normal. Like when you,
again,
I
I'm
hear what you're saying.
Honest.
I understand what you're saying, which is, you know,
I hate what
I don't
did,
like using the word hate. It's ugly and it's not a good way
I hate
to look.
What he did.
Most people don't actively go out to try to hate everything. Most people are decent and try to like things and continue
sometimes.
Society on. There are some people who go out of their way to hate stuff, but, you know, there's stuff like you nobody, even me, who like people are like, oh, you hate everything. I'm just opinionated.
No.
I'm
and
opinion,
it's entertainment.
But I go out to try to like things more often than not. But Hitler is not normal. He's so far outside the boundaries of humanity and human behavior that it's all right to go, wow, I really hate that guy. And it isn't something that you're not using hate. You're judicious with it. You don't want to, but to just eliminate the word altogether is ridiculous because Hitler is a very hateable person.
You are listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
I was going through the KUPD Facebook page and I was looking at some of the reviews.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were, some of them were really funny, so I thought I'd read you a couple and get your opinion.
All the bad ones?
Some bad ones,
I like this.
So here is Gina Medina on January 11th, 2016.
Okay.
According to 98KUPD morning radio show, women who are football fans are, quote, annoying and should, quote, knock it off. And bigger girls have big vaginas.
True.
I love the music on 98KUPD, but the morning show is so disgustingly disrespectful towards women.
Yeah.
I hate humanity a little more whenever I listen to them. And I know people will say, if you don't like them, just don't listen to them. Still, a lot of young people who are easily influenced will listen to their radio show and actually believe what they say. How sad. John Holmberg is an awful role model. 1 star.
Okay, that's fine.
It comes back to hatred again.
I'm an awful role model because I'm telling your kids that big pussies are gross. I think that's a pretty good role model.
I feel like that's pretty standard for the reviews from some women.
Well, that was
I'll say on this, and that's again, that's your opinion.
Giant pussies are good,
and so, for some people, they might like that.
Nobody
I
likes
haven't
a giant
met a person,
pussy,
but I know it's
See,
out there.
Then don't say that garbage because that's that willy nilly kindergarten teacher shit.
I take it back.
You've met one guy that goes, "I like a pussy to be great big."
I just remember when I was younger. I remember I don't know what
nobody
magazine was.
We
Fiona Flaps.
Yeah,
there were some guys. Are like, oh,
they weren't
that
into
was
it.
Awesome.
It was a novelty.
Fiona Flaps, Charlie.
It's a novelty like Buck Angel. I've looked at Buck Angel 1,000 times. That dude has a pussy. It's weird.
Fiona Flaps, biggest puss since the Bengal Tiger.
That's right. Nobody likes to see that.
All right, so here's the next one. This one's from Tom E. Ford. This is on Christmas Day, 2013.
Okay.
Your website is sucking ass this morning. Yep. 1 star.
Well, that's because he's a streamer. That guy's emailed me.
I don't disagree with that guy.
He emails. Now, sometimes our website. So he was streaming through the website, and it was cracking out a lot.
Yeah, okay.
So he had to work on Christmas Eve.
He's pissed off. Christmas Day, he's like, this sucks ass.
And there's some of us that come in that blame us. when it's really well, their, you know, our name's on it. Service
our name's on it. So.
No. But the, as far as picking up the signal right. or their provider.
If it's working all the way around, our name's on it. I'll take that heat. But that guy's emailed back before. The stream did suck for a while.
Okay, here's a good one. This one's from Diane A. Jones. This is June 30th, 2014. I have never heard of them, so therefore I can't give you an opinion. Sorry, one star.
Wow, she went out of her way to review something she had no idea yeah. existed prior to the review page.
Right. She has no opinion, but she gives one star.
I gotta respect that.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I hate her.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
There
you go, lady. All right.
You know what I want Uncle Dave to start doing to people, which I think is great because this was so unexpected.
This we came up with today.
When he meet, because he met a woman who he didn't expect to be a listener of the show at his restaurant. So at Porkopolis, she's sitting there, and then somebody says, Brady, that lady listens to the show. She wants to meet you. So walk over. And he starts talking to her, and he was kind of shocked. It would be great because Brady's persona on the air is such a, because it's real, but it's a friendly, nice, never going to surprise.
For the most part.
Well, most people like you. Yeah. So it's, but if you went up and the lady's like, oh, hi, I'm a listener. And you're like, so what's your name? And then she says it, whatever, Cheryl. And then she's like, I really just want to let you know I listen. I ain't got time for all this. You want to fuck.
Oh, my God.
Just to see what people will do.
I'm 52 God. Years old. I have time for. Do you want to fuck or not? Because if no, I'm walking.
That's your
like,
pickup
imagine
line.
That we feel this. You can't smile.
You can't laugh.
You can't laugh.
You have to seriously ask. And sometimes she might go, yes, I want to fuck you.
I know. Then what happens?
I got to deliver.
I'm kidding. I can't fuck you.
All right, so
I can't fuck you. I would, but I can't. I'm so sorry.
I'm all
so
talk.
Sorry. I'm just playing around. I can't fuck you. I got plenty of time.
Okay, the
but
next
here's
one.
My phone number.
The next one comes from Amber Watson Pettit, and this is from December 7th, 2016. Changing my review from a 5-star to a 3-star because Brady is a dick for ruining Logan.
Yeah, you killed it.
Come
yeah.
on, Brady.
Logan was a big one, yeah.
I'm surprised there weren't more of those.
You're costing them ratings.
That was big, yeah. It hurt us from a 4.8 to a 4.7 probably on the whole review
that's
page.
That's terrible.
Man.
So,
that's bad.
Brady, that's on you, man.
All in all, that was a tough day for everybody.
I tell you, I deserve that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Jason Stilts, December 8th, 2016. Hey, douchebag, if I want your opinion of Jim Morrison and the Doors, I will jam my fist up your chute and work you like a puppet. 2 stars.
Well, that's a guy who wants to fuck Jim Morrison's dead body, and I'm fine with that, too. Look, it's the difference between hearing someone whose opinion you disagree with and understanding that sometimes you're not always going to be on the same page with everybody and some idiot who thinks that everybody has to like what they like. I hate Jim Morrison. I hate the Doors. And if you want to try to shove your fist up my ass, maybe I'll like it. Maybe that
and
would be
I like
fun.
Them. Yeah.
That would be the first time ever that I'd say I like the Doors. If a dude, that's the only way you'll get me to say it.
There's nothing better than the, you know, oh, you don't like what I like? Well, F you, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing better
stuck
than that.
Stuck my hand up your ass and work you like a goddamn Grover doll.
Yeah.
But I think the Doors
I hate
for
the
you,
Doors.
And
they're
I think
Hitler
some of that
music.
Hatred came from the people that liked it.
Nope. I was a boy when
there
I hated it. I was a little kid when I hated
right
the Doors.
So right off the bat, you didn't like it. Because I found it.
I hated
like,
it.
I mean,
I hated
probably Light My Fire was the first one
organ.
I heard
oh.
as a kid.
They made me hate organs in music. I get a goddamn guitarist. That organ was awful. And then Jim Morrison, drunk and staggering around all the goddamn time. Even when you're a kid, you're like, this guy's an asshole. And he's not that good.
I had some good times listening to the Doors. I mean, I wouldn't put on the album, but you put the Doors in.
Ah, fuck that guy.
He was
how about
a poet,
little, how about a little
Morrison.
Diction? His poetry stunk.
He was an American poet.
See, I started something now, haven't I?
When you're a stranger. All right, you're Dean Martin drunker. That's basically all you are, with a fucking organ.
All right, last one. This one's from Jeremy Dwyer. This was fairly recent, May 31st. 2017, a morning show run by a group of immature boys celebrating objectifying women by having a MILF contest. Absolutely disgusting. There are no morals, and the radio station clearly only cares about their ratings.
Yep.
Young men, listen up. These boys are not role models in any way. 1 star.
Pussy. What a pussy.
He was not happy about the...
I don't like pretty women.
So he didn't like... I think that
you
was like
why?
Right by the... Right
he's correct about
close
the radio
to the
station
timing.
As a business.
All we give a fuck about are the ratings.
Ratings are important.
It's a fact. And we're killing it.
You need those.
We're keeping it up. By the way, you needed a father to help raise you, whoever wrote that.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely a guy whose mother raised him to the point where he's too scared of women to ever say anything like that he considers objectifying.
Poor
he's
going
to have a
Dwyer.
Tough time finding someone to make his same-sex wedding
tuxedo.
That's
true.
Okay.
That's true. His glitter tuxedo is going to be hard to make.
HMS All Access Podcast 1. HMS All Access Podcast 1.
During my vacation time in Alaska, you guys were talking about, I don't know how it possibly came up, but I was listening to the replay podcast.
Yeah.
And You guys were talking about giving all the Dalmatians to ISIS.
Yeah, that's what happened to that conversation. That got a little
weird.
How
it got there?
Well, I was mentioning Ayatollah Khomeini.
Okay.
And I believe his first name is Ruella.
Oh, Cruella.
And Eric thought I said Cruella. Okay. I'm like, no, but he does have lots of Dalmatians. And it moved into some conversation of like, what if ISIS would stop doing everything? If it was about Dalmatians, would I still, as a dog lover, before the program, if they're like, look, if we just give them all the Dalmatians and they can behead all the Dalmatians on a YouTube channel, then they'll stop being assholes. Would I be like, all right, hand over the Dalmatians? Yeah. And yeah, I think I would. And it's tough to hear. Like, beheading of Dalmatians? That's a tough one to think about. And it's mainly because of Disney. But, you know, again, I go back to the fact that if you do have to find flaws in dogs, Dalmatians are one of the dumber dogs. They can't hear.
Yeah.
It was tough. It's tough to imagine.
And you're a dog lover. So,
Yeah. And they're adorable. They look great, but they are stupid as fuck.
Which is weird to me because they're dumb dog, but they're like they're the firefighter dogs.
Well, they're the firefighter dogs because they'll chase cars, which is the job. Their job is to sit next to someone and chase cars. They just kind of became, they don't go away. And they can't hear shit, so the siren doesn't bother them. So they're the dog that doesn't flip out from sirens because they're deaf.
I guess that's true. I didn't think of it that way.
So they sit up there and just like, well, what are we doing? I can't hear you, but we're going to my grave and put a hat on. And they'll wear the hat, and they're too dumb to shake it off. And I guess I'm trying to find flaws in Dalmatians so the system works. So that process.
But that trade-off would work.
Yeah, I really don't assume that's ever going to be a solution. But nobody asked. Maybe that's all they need. You know, maybe somewhere in that crooked, weirdo book that they worship in there, it's like, and these fucking Dalmatians have got to go. And then everything will be fine. And Allah said, after all the Dalmatians are gone, stop hurting each other.
That would be weird of like if they just had one ridiculously weird demand that we didn't know about and they want one thing.
You know, why can't we just add it in when they're not looking?
Oh, that's a good point.
Like, get somebody to infiltrate the whole religion and then go, have you seen this page here? What are you talking about, Halach? This page here that says if we just killed 10 Dalmatians, we have to be nice or Allah will strike us. I like Dalmatians. Why would we kill them? Well, they have a marker in their DNA that makes them retarded and deaf. Well, that does. That's a fucking annoying. Okay. 10 of them, and then Allah will please us.
So, is there a dog breed that you like wouldn't hesitate to give up?
Wouldn't hesitate to give up?
Yeah.
No. I just love them all.
You love them all. Okay. Yeah, so there's no like least favorite breed.
No. I think I don't have a least favorite breed. I really like all of them. I mean, there's some that have tendencies that are like, ooh, I don't think I ever want one of those. That seems sloppy. I love huskies, but they shed so much that it's like, I don't think I could tolerate it. But I wouldn't give them up. If I had a husky, I'd keep the husky.
So you wouldn't be willing to, if it meant the survive, like the safety of America?
Like give up the entire breed.
Give up the entire breed.
I'd give up if I owned it.
No,
I'd give
not
it away.
If you own it. Like, giving up the entire breed.
For the benefit of man?
Yeah, the benefit of humankind.
A whole breed.
Yeah.
I would have to say, man, I like them all, Charlie. Those weird little hairless ones, though.
Okay.
They seem so helpless. It doesn't seem fair. And being a bald person, that's not fair for me to throw them under the bus like that just because they're strange looking. I don't know.
I mean, that's a, like...
Like, what would yours be? What would you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, I don't think I would want to give up a breed of dogs for... It'd be tough. I'd like to try and find a trade. Like, what else do you want, guys? What else? We'll get rid of something else.
No, fucking pick a dog. I'm like, all right. What about, like, English bulldogs? We've bred them so badly now that they can't breathe.
Oh, yeah, they can't breathe. Yeah.
Sharpays, eyes turn inside out all the time. Maybe that. Yeah, maybe Sharpays.
That's gross.
Sharpays? Yeah, because I don't think they're happy. I think Sharpays don't want to be alive. They seem suicidal in their own. So I'll say Sharpays would be the one I'd give up, and that pains me.
Yeah.
Because I've met a couple of really sweet ones, but Sharpays.
Yeah. That's like saying, more to like put them out of their misery than it is
This is the same conversation Hitler had about the Jews.
Oh, my God. You think so?
Which one should we get rid of? They're driving me nuts. Those Jews and the banking. It's like if you had to pick a race of people to eliminate, it would be an unheard of conversation.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Doing
like,
the dogs.
I don't know. Here's three or four on my plate. Probably go with Sharpays, Chows maybe.
I would like to find that one. Let's say it's not dogs.
Okay.
If ISIS just had like one thing that they were like, guys.
If you do this,
we'll give
stop.
You this. Yeah. We'll give you whatever. We'll give you all of this one thing and then you'll just stop.
Catholicism. Get rid of these papists. If they said no more Catholicism,
like
and we'll stop. If you guys would we knock it off if they just said, please stop believing in Catholicism?
Give us the Pope.
The Pope.
Yeah.
Let us behead the Pope and we'll quit.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Pope's like becomes like a gateway drug in a way where it's like they get the Pope and then they're just like, oh, that was awesome. Yeah. All right. Let's now we want Buddha.
Yeah. No, they go after all the gods. Maybe, but we don't have that issue. We can quietly go about believing in the other stuff while they kill the Pope. I give up the Pope. Well, yeah. That was easier. That was a whole
lot easier
than
a dog breed.
Yeah.
Give up the Pope.
If they just said, stop believing in this, would we do it?
No, there's a bunch of ignorant people that would not do
it. No, I mean, is it ignorant or is it just being tough and saying, you can't tell us how to believe?
I guess it's a little bit of both.
Because, I mean, for me, it's easy. I'm like, I'm in. But then I'm on ISIS's side. That's
it does kind of feel bad to, like, give in to their demands.
Yeah,
you know,
you,
like,
can't
you, never,
do that.
You don't want
to
do that.
I'd start believing in Jesus just to spite him.
Yeah. I would love to think, like,
because we just fire back, well, no, you stop believing in your thing. We're never going to do that. Well, fuck you. Here's Dalmatians. That's close.
That's close.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's what, like, if it was like one like a material object,
what about pizza.
Where, yeah, it's like they just want pizza or
no
something like that.
No more pizza on the planet. If they see another fucking
pizza,
everybody gets their head cut off.
That's so rough.
They just
they're
going to go on a head chopping spree if they see another fucking Papa John's.
I fucking love pizza.
Everybody loves fucking pizza. Pizza's the blowjobs of food. There's no such thing as a bad one. ISIS says kill the pizza and we'll lay down our arms.
Yeah,
and we can't have pizza for like a year to prove it.
And it becomes like a thing where, you know, Hitler made all the people burn the books. And so we're basically just like burning pizza huts.
Them. We have to just leave the ovens on.
Yeah.
Just torch it.
Papa John gets sacrificed.
Pizza. All of it. Deep dish. Fucking flatbread. All of it. Gone. No pizzas. Even tortillas with like cheese on them are out.
It's like a Mexican pizza?
Crisps. Mexican pizza's gone too.
Man.
Anything that has pizza, and you can't rename it. That's like in the Bible. You can't rename shit.
Oh, yeah, you can't just make a new thing.
It's pizza is pizza. If you change the name, it's still pizza. I'll read Shakespeare.
It's called Ozip now.
Yeah, nope, we can't do that. That's backwards pizza. We know what you're doing. Calzones are pizza, by the way.
Are they really? Calzones count as pizza,
Yeah, they count as pizza. If you fold it up, it's still a pizza, right?
I guess, but it's like made totally different, right?
No, it's the same shit in a fucking sandwich.
You just sort of fold it
just
up.
Fold
yeah.
it over. I fold my slices sometimes. Doesn't make it a calzone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just they just get rid of pizza. As Americans, we wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I'd tell
we'd
them.
We'd fight harder, I think.
I'd tell them to piss off.
I think we'd finally beat them.
Maybe
I think
that's
we'd
what
finally
we
end them, yeah.
That's what we need.
Trump
we need some sort of motivation.
You know, I just got off the phone with ISIS, all of them, and they said if we give up pizza, then they'll stop. And to that I say, pick up your guns, America, because we're not giving up our fucking pies.
And we go over and we kill them faster and harder. Beer and pizza, I think that would be the two
beer,
things.
Yeah, that would shut the world down. Just
can't do it.
Shut America down, right.
Yeah, if they even slowed our alcohol distribution, everybody'd be floating over there trying to kill ISIS wherever they are. Just are you ISIS? Yeah, it would be. That's one that I think America would fight back. Whatever we'd give up, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what we'd give up.
Life, liberty, and pursuit of pizza.
Oh, that's it. That's the word happiness and pizza are synonymous. I like that.
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
All right. So, have you guys seen the sitting pants thing? They're like this brace thing that you can wear on your lower half, your pants, and you can sit anywhere.
I can sit
you
anywhere
seen
anyway.
This? No, I mean like you can sit without a chair. You literally like it has like a thing that supports and it puts
support?
And it like transfers
it
your weight around and you can literally
posture?
Sit anywhere. Yeah, I guess so. But this company Noonee, Noonee, developed the chairless chair. And it's this crazy thing where you can sit down.
There's
like,
got to be
anywhere.
A weight limit.
I don't know.
So everybody worries about
that.
Yeah,
I'm out on this
skydiving.
Deal.
You're out on the deal?
It's probably 225.
That's interesting.
But yeah, the pant they like shift the weight around and you can sit down and like.
Do they look normal or do I look like Forrest Gump when you have the braces?
You look ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty bad.
What was that? The Matt Damon movie where he had the bionic thing around his arms?
I don't know.
It was like the sci-fi one.
The Martian?
Not the Martian. It was Elysium.
Oh, Elysium.
Elysium, and he's got like the. It's like that, but on your legs.
Huh.
And
so it's just
like
a body
brace thing.
Scaffolding. Body scaffolding.
Yeah, and they said that you can. It weighs just under 5 pounds, and it distributes the weight over the lower body, and you can actually like pop out of it. You can like release it and like walk around anywhere
I
normally.
I always wonder, like, because there's inventions that come and you're like, man, that's like who thought of this? This is brilliant. It really serves a need. And then there's ones like these where I've never met anybody who goes, stupid fucking chairs. I've never met anyone. I've never ever met anybody who's like, I hate these fucking chairs. I wish I could just hover.
Chairs are awful.
Nobody's ever said it.
You're
so
tired
it really
of standing the entire soccer game, maybe?
Sure.
You don't want to haul the
They have seats
around.
At a soccer game.
No, people bring their chairs and
right, you
tents.
Put the chair down and you leave it
you
if you want.
You don't have to carry it anymore.
Well,
you have
the
to
guy
wear
scaffolding.
What's the
difference? 5 pounds of scaffolding or carrying a chair 12 feet.
You don't have to carry it.
You do it. You have to wear it even when you don't want it.
But just think how good you would look
dumb.
In a squat.
It's dumb.
You look terrible.
It's just dumb.
I know that the guy, like, they're going to do some trial runs in the BMW and Audi factories. So, like, those guys that stand in those assembly lines,
yeah,
they can sit down. And I guess
oh,
that's
yeah,
the, CO,
okay.
the CFO or whatever.
Nope.
That's what his he came up with the idea because I think
bullshit.
He worked in a factory like that
no.
and he wants to sit down. But
fuck you.
I would think you're balanced.
Fuck you, rotten. Those people that have worked in that factory for years and years and never got a chair. You don't get a chair.
Yeah.
How about the guys on like drywall stilts?
Yeah, that's well, that's awesome. Well, the thing, remember the Seinfeld
sitting.
Episode? The Seinfeld episode when George was in that department store and noticed that the security guard didn't get a chair?
Okay.
And he says, did they make you stand here all day long? He's like, yes, sir. He's like, just like the one before. And he brought him a chair, and the guy fell asleep in the chair, and the place got robbed. This is what you're asking for. You
yeah.
Lazy breeds lazy, and that's just going to be nothing
oh,
but trouble.
I don't know.
I just
how
wonder,
hilarious would it be
oh, it'd
to
be
see
funny.
Someone in their air chair, basically.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I just wonder why we don't get like better invention. Like, how has no one invented like a cool jetpack that, you know, not the
that's
lame water
right,
ones, but
right,
like
right.
a cool jetpack that you can get around with?
Zip around in.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
let's focus
well,
on.
Well, they have it, but it's such a brief ride. It's about 60 seconds.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, why, if we yeah. can, like, why are we wasting
how about
time
we build
so
scaffolding that,
sit that down?
Helps people in wheelchairs get up? How about the opposite?
Yeah.
One of those, you know? Let's get that to where we can body robots to make it so wheelchair
they
people
can
are.
Wheel around standing.
Yeah, you can marionette them around with a remote control a little bit.
It's balance. I'm sure it's out there.
Let's create something that helps people, not makes us lazier. Oh, I'm tired of standing up, but there's no chair. Thank God my pants double as of couch, because you know that's coming. It'll be a recliner soon.
No,
why
yeah.
not do it like, I mean, it's old school, but Rosie from the Jetsons, why won't they do that with a
I would imagine these pants.
They could reel around like a little A-frame.
Wheels.
Yeah, a four-wheeler.
The Jetsons. Well,
you could do
realistic.
That. That's like a Roomba, but you're asking for Rosie to have the cognitive reasoning and ability to deduce logic and make decisions.
They got that dialed in.
That was a different, not quite. Not really.
I mean, it could go rogue every
could,
once in a while.
Sure, and start killing everybody.
But
I would imagine that
guys?
This chair, though, is like a like the golf bags. When you sit down, two legs pop out behind you. Is that what's going on?
No, it's not like that at all.
You just nothing it underneath. It just
way,
locks
like,
you
just,
in.
Yeah, you
there's
lock
not a
in
counterbalance.
And,
there's
no. got to
be some sort of
you're
counterbalance. Because even still, if I'm just at a 90, I can still tip right over.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
there's
yeah.
no, there's no like support behind me.
You're doing the. It's like you're doing a wall squat without the wall.
No, there's got to be something behind you balancing you.
There's not. I mean, I've been watching the videos.
Front,
it's amazing.
A counterweight.
There's something. Yeah, on your forehead, you have to wear like a 400-pound
Maybe it's based upon
forward pull.
Your body is actually the counterweight to the
But
the
then
angle,
it has to shoot something else out the front. Yeah, this is not
I
a
mean,
good
just
product.
Do it.
This is like
Again,
Flex Seal.
Just pretend like you have the air chair and sit there. It looks so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think
people
you'd look insane
die.
Walking around with the braces on. Like,
people are
going to
die in the
things,
air chair.
But,
the air chair is going to kill a lot of Americans who don't snap out of it and you're stuck in traffic because they just wanted to sit down before they cross the
so
road.
So it's not out. They're testing it still.
I mean, it's not out for like public sale, I guess, but they're doing the trial runs at the car factories.
Yeah. Well, so, BMWs are going to start sucking
because
these guys just got lazy.
Stand and drive or?
Big pussies.
No, like
I
the
know.
People that are building the cars.
Yeah.
Why would you stand and drive?
On the factory line.
Yeah.
Put something they can lean on every. Give them an extra 15-minute break a day, but don't give them a fucking pants that help them sit down more. That's dumb.
But as I understand, only a handful of companies have a lot of people on the factory
this
lines
is,
anymore.
It's the jerk OptiGrab. Everybody's going to go cross-eyed and sue. This is a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Or they'll just forget about walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the next step to being the WALL-E thing where we just like float
around
in little
chairs.
Pods.
Big fat fucks.
Coordination is
going
to be
I hope
going
there's not
downhill.
A weight limit because the only people that are going to want it are already fat as fuck because they don't like standing up.
Yeah, I mean, when you said that at first, I'm like, hey, that's not bad. I could take a little break, but then I'm like,
no,
you look so ridiculous.
How much of a break do you need? Oh, standing.
Sometimes if I'm walking for a while, I just lay down.
Yeah, me too. On the side of the road.
Women with large vaginas are just
those big pussied women. Swallow up those chair pants.
You could sit down and go to work, go to town on that thing instead of standing. You know.
That is the stupidest invention I've ever heard.
We'll see how it goes, I guess.
If it takes off, color me wrong, but I don't see that happening.
Charlie, if it comes out, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brates. That sounds good.
In Rocktober, you're going to get some chair pants.
That's it for this week's episode. I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Make sure you go over to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, whatever you listen to the podcast on. Rate, subscribe, review. Let us know what you think of the show. And send your emails to charlie at 98kupd.com. If you're looking for anything else on KUPD, the Whiplash Contest, Holmberg's Morning Sickness, you can go over to 98kupd.com, and they'll have all the info there for you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to HHMS All Access on Podcast 1.